The Cincinnati Public Schools Board of Education in December laid out plans to return to blended learning if the city remained below 40 new daily COVID-19 cases per 100,000 people. When the board voted last week to return on February 1st, the city was averaging 66 new daily cases. Some teachers are frustrated with the new plan, saying staff weren't given the opportunity to provide input, and they're worried about contracting the virus. Kia Alexander teaches science at the School for Creative and Performing Arts.
The county has, as we all know, recently moved into purple. It worries me that we likely won't be fully vaccinated, almost any of us, before we're teaching in person again.
CPS says it will begin vaccinating staff members February 1st. Meanwhile, Hamilton County is having issues getting the vaccine. Commissioner Denise Driehaus last week said there weren't enough doses to get through the first phase of vaccinations. Ben Jarvis is a teacher at Taft Information Technology High School. He says the board hasn't given a valid reason for not delaying the return until March 1st so teachers can receive the vaccine.
There is absolutely no reason to be so callous in your disregard for your employees' safety that you would send them back well before it is necessary when the relief that they so direly need is so close in sight.
Board President Carolyn Jones calls the return plan a, quote, sound decision. Her issue lies with the current state of Walnut Hills. The school didn't offer blended learning last semester because its classrooms don't allow for 6 feet of social distancing between students. Despite Jones's concerns, the board determined that Walnut Hills will take part in blended learning. The plan will allow for 3 feet of social distancing in the classrooms. Here's Superintendent Laura Mitchell's explanation.
6 feet of social distance with the space at Walnut would only allow them to be in class 1 day a week in person. If we do 3 feet of social distancing, that would get them to 2 days in person, and they would be like on schedule with the rest of the district.
The CDC calls for desks to be at least 6 feet apart. Some students are also upset about the return plan. Yusuf Munir is a senior at Walnut Hills and is president of the Young Activist Coalition.
Are you guys living in a just completely different world than the rest of us and the people that are actually in the schools? Because Hamilton County just went purple, and your first thought is, oh, this is a great time to send kids back to school.
More than 500 staff and over 300 CPS students have tested positive for COVID-19 since the beginning of the pandemic. Staffing issues led CPS to switch to remote learning in November. At that time, fewer than 150 staff members had tested positive for the virus. Cincinnati Federation of Teachers President Julie Sellers calls the decision to return unbelievable and says the union plans to seek an injunction.
You all have a duty as a public employer to provide a safe place of employment. Ohio Revised Code states that it is a law in Ohio.
Board member Mike Morosky did make a motion to delay a return to blended learning until March 1st, but it went nowhere. The plan is still on for February 1st. Corey Sharber, 91.7 WVXU.